Welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast. I'm Bella Gandhi, the founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host. I started Smart Dating Academy in 2009 because I had this crazy knack of giving people dating advice that actually worked, that I took. I've been married for almost 25 years, and now my company helps people to date smarter and to find love. This podcast is meant to bring more love into your life, no matter where you are and what you do. And we're here to bring more life into your love. Welcome back. I'm so excited to be here with you today, whether you're listening in your car, whether you're walking down the street, maybe you're doing some yoga. I'm probably not the best person to listen to when you're doing yoga, but that's a whole nother story. I'm really excited today to have our own Eileen Collins of the Smart Dating Academy here with me today, coach extraordinaire who has more CEO and coaching wisdom than I can even tell you about right now. But what Eileen and I are going to talk about right now is something that you have asked for. And even when we give it to you, you ask for it again and again and again. What we want to talk to you today about is signs that you're talking to a catfish, someone who's disingenuous, a Tinder swindler, a fraud, somebody who's just plain unsavory. So Eileen, thank you for being here today.
Bella, I'm so happy to be here. And I'm so relieved in a way that people ask for this again, because it's so important. It's not, listen, our clients at Smart Dating Academy, your listeners, it's not like they're our children, but think about if they were our children, like when it is our children, we don't just tell them some safety stuff once and hope it sticks. This is like an evolving, there's always a new scam. There's always a new swindle. And sadly, a lot of times, because love is a strong emotion that makes us all do some crazy things, it makes people targets.
Yeah. And speaking of targets, historically, you know, I started Smart Dating Academy in 2009 and have seen a lot of evolutions in dating and these scams. But a lot of times we would really worry about catfishers and scammers really preying on people over 50, over 60. But as we know, in March of this year, what swept Netflix? We did an IG show on this, the Tinder swindler. And if you have not seen this, it's just a really good documentary to watch, to know, oh my gosh, that it's not just people that you might consider a little older, maybe a little bit more naive to scams, maybe not as tech savvy. The people, the women that were swindled were in their 20s. And they were swindled by somebody who was the same age.
He really had game, and he played the long game, which probably made several very bright women fooled, right? He dangled a fairy tale in front of them, and he did it for a long time.
Exactly. And so what we're going to do is kind of take you bing, bang, boom. And we're going to fire hose you Smart Dating Academy style with a whole lot of information in a short amount of time. So get your notebooks out, and you'll probably want to save this episode and listen to it again and again, just to make sure that you are not potentially a victim, no matter who you are. And this is not just targeted to females, guys. If you're a guy listening to this, we've had that many men also potentially get lured in by someone that is unsavory. So I think, you know, that kind of kicks off the why. Why does this happen to us, right? We're good, smart, sentient people. None of us think we're scammable, right? But if you think about it, evolution, Hollywood, the whole social media way that we're programmed, we really think, okay, that fairy tale ending is out there. My prince or my princess is waiting for me, just like Disney says they would be, right?
Oh, we are programmed to think that. Not only do we hear it, you know, in those Disney movies and the TV shows, but our lovely families our well-meaning, lovely families will sometimes say, don't worry, your prince is out there. You're wonderful. And when the right guy sees, and how many of us were programmed to look for somebody who could make all our dreams come true, right?
And here's the key word. He could rescue us.
He could rescue us.
Rescue us like Prince Charming did for Cinderella, right? He rescued her out of her sad life with the evil stepmother and the bad stepsisters. And for us, maybe that means, you know, I've been struggling alone as a single mom for so long, trying to make ends meet, or my good for nothing husband or my good for nothing ex-wife bilked me for everything I have and took the money I had and yada, yada, yada. And suddenly someone that seems kind of Disney-esque that says, I love you, I adore you, and I will rescue you comes along, and it appeals to our most basic instincts. And let me correct something here. As you might be thinking, well, a lot of these people are gold diggers. I want to tell you, this is different than gold digging, okay? This is a very deep sense of wanting to be taken care of. That doesn't have to be surrounded by bags of gold. It means rescuing. And that's very different than, wow, I'd really like your house in Aspen. That's not what we're talking about here. And that's not why, that's why fraudsters, catfishers can be so seductive.
And Bella, I love that you brought that up, because think about too, there's so many men's beautiful, sweet stories. Sometimes for men and women, they're lonely. Maybe they've lost their mate in a way, in a tragic way, in a normal way, broken up, whatever. That doesn't make someone a bad person. They're lonely, but it can make them a little more vulnerable to scam.
100%. And sometimes it is, you haven't been out on a date in a long time and you haven't had to online date and you prematurely lost a spouse and you get out there and, you know, you just don't know the signs, right? So there's so many reasons. So if you feel like this might've been you, or you know somebody this has happened to, have grace and empathy for yourself or for the person that it's happened to, because it's incredibly, it can be really, really painful in the most basic and brutal of ways. So one of the things to be wary of, it is too good to be true. Okay. Anybody that looks too good to be true is most likely too good to be true. If you or I or anybody listening to this, you get an email from somebody that looks like George Clooney and you're like, wow, I'm not a mall and I don't look like a mall, but George Clooney's emailing me. Somebody that looks that, in a sense, out of the normal scope of the people that are messaging you, right? And same thing with guys. Suddenly it's like, oh my gosh, I'm 59 years old and there's this 31-year-old hot blonde who says she loves the distinguished types, and right, anything that's too good to be true is most likely too good to be true.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, like, the photos just somehow don't ring right and natural for what the photos have been of other people you're matching with, right? Maybe, you know, you're matching with somebody who's got like a couple of great, you know, normal looking photos, and you could picture them in your life and with your friends. But this person doesn't seem to fit in with those pictures.
100%. And if we go back to Tinder swindler for a second, you know, Simon Leviev, the brilliant Tinder swindler, had pictures of himself. His moniker was the Prince of Diamonds. Okay. Immediately gets your attention. He's a diamond scion, and he's got a picture of himself with a Ferrari, on a private plane, on a yacht, with, you know, all of the trappings that make someone look, wow, like, who is this? Will certainly get attention, right? Mm-hmm. And so too good to be true. And even if he did have all that money, you guys, or she, if someone's posting pictures with all that stuff, ask yourself in your gut, is this really someone I would want to be with? Not judging, but if this is this person's currency, are they looking for the same thing in a relationship that I might be?
I love that you called it currency, because that's what's happening. And that's how this happens, right? It's like a lure. It's a pretty shiny lure. Extremely wealthy people, honestly, don't need on a dating site, an extremely wealthy person might be afraid they would get used for their money. They're not likely going to lead with, this will be me in my private plane, right? They might 100. Lead with something a little more normal.
Right. If they're, unless they're a fraud or a fake, right? And money becomes their currency. And one of the things Eileen and I were talking about is money, unfortunately, for a lot of fraudsters, catfishers, becomes the currency that they want from you. So along with these things, right? Somebody who's flaunting their money seems too good to be true. Tied into that, if someone is a little too curious about you, your money, your personal information, or if they make references, right, to all the money they have, but you never see, these are red flags.
Right. And don't feel protected. How many times have you heard this one, Bella? Well, I don't have to worry about that. I don't have money. And if you learned anything, like from Tinder Swindler, even, I think, they're more than happy with you opening up some new accounts. No worry. It's about credit, right? What you can get.
Take out a payday loan. It's fine. I'll love you anyway. It's just $25,000. Right. These women were built out of millions of dollars collectively, and none of these women were wealthy women. And they were scammed by a guy who was faking being wealthy, who wasn't.
Right. So again, it's not that we're safe because we think, well, no one's going to target me. I don't have anything.
Doesn't matter, because on the Tinder swindler, he love bombed them. Okay. So let's talk about this. Too much, too soon, grandiose gestures, right? And what did he do? He literally nuclear bombed these women with these amazing trappings. Come with me tonight to Croatia on my private plane. And my driver in my black Rolls Royce is going to come and pick you up. And we're going to go and stay at the most amazing place and have a 28,000 course meal with every single thing. And this is literally what happened, right? And it ended up being sort of a Ponzi scheme. And this was the first date. And you're almost, and what he did is he love bombed them so greatly with so much money for about a month that he sort of flipped into the, it's like you feel like you owe this person something because you've received so much from them. So he didn't ask these women on day one to take out a $50,000 payday loan after he had spent oodles and oodles of some other woman's money on you, Eileen, if you were the current object that he wanted to ultimately scam. He was lathering you up with every fine thing on earth, taking money from another victim. And then ultimately you would become the victim in the next month. So when something seems too extreme, too good to be true, it is. Now, what I want to tell you, this is an actual story that happened with a client last week. I got a call from a client and she said, I think I've been love bombed. And I said, tell me what happened. And she said, well, the guy I'm dating sent me a bouquet of roses once a week for the last month. And I was like, well, let's talk more about that. And so as I dug into it, because you hear about love bombing, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm being love bombed. Somebody's sending me flowers once a week. Like that seems excessive. But when they would go out together, she said they weren't seeing each other as often because she had her kids in town. And he just said to her, oh, you look kind of sad. So the day after they would have a date, he sent her a nice bouquet, just like, hey, just thought I'd send you these because you're amazing, once a week. And I said, I don't think you're being love bombed. I think he's trying to make you smile. And so they had the conversation and she was like, oh my gosh, thank goodness I have you, or I would have broken up with him because I thought I was being love bombed. That is not being love bombed. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you think you're being love bombed, remember, a narcissist, a love bomber, a catfisher, a fraudulent person, when you bring up like, hey, I was wondering, like, I've never gotten flowers from anybody once a week. And it almost felt like a lot, like, tell me, like, do you send these out all the time? Like, have the conversation about the person's intent. And if bad guys don't want to be questioned and they don't take input very well. So if you said to him, you know what? I don't want you to spend your hard-earned money on me on flowers. Flowers die. I appreciate the gesture. Let's go for a walk instead. And that'll show me you love me. If this is a savory person, they'll be like, oh my gosh, absolutely. I just want to see you smile. That's it. That's how you distinguish. Am I being love bombed or not? How does that person take the feedback and the input?
Love. Also, I do think the subject of money when someone's love bombing can feel out of the ordinary, right? It can just feel typical love bombing. Things happen too fast and it's uncomfortable. I get the flowers once a week seemed a lot to our client, but it was a lot, I think, to him too. He was saying, I'm doing something extra, right? I'm doing something.
Make
you smile. But with our love bombers, they're going at a speed they're comfortable with, we're shocked by, right? On the other end of it. Hey, I want you to meet my family up for our second date. Like, that seems fast.
Right. If a moving truck, a U-Haul with, you know, 17,000 tons of hydrangeas arrives, that might be a little weird, right? A little over the top,
yeah.
Right? And then again, maybe he's just awkward and he didn't know what to do. And we give him the benefit of the doubt. We're like, hey, you don't have to send a U-Haul of hydrangeas over anymore. He's like, oh my God, was that too much? It was a little much. Okay, great. But a narcissist, a love bomber, a catfisher will not take that feedback well. They'll say, you're ungrateful. What do you mean? I could have sent that to, you know, five other women and they would have loved that, right? That's when you know you're catching him.
Yeah. And there's like a little gaslighting, a little making you feel badly. And it seems like when it is that kind of love bombing, they'll say things also. It's not always just the gesture. It's what they're saying that seems like, you know, I already picture us living together. I've never met anyone like you so quickly. We do want to hear that, but not in the first week or two, right?
Yeah. Even in the first month, you guys know, Eileen and I did the 15 date rule, Sylvia Fodi, and Eileen coached Sylvia, right? So yeah, no, we're not looking for that in the first 2 weeks. We're looking for that way later. I mean, honestly, as awesome as you are, dear listener, do you really think after 1 week, someone knows that they want to spend the rest of their life with you, that you're the most amazing person that they've ever seen? You might be the most amazing person they've ever spent 7 days with nonstop. However, right. And too much too soon is a red flag. So if you feel like you're being pushed too fast, try to slow it down. And if the person reacts well, great. And if they don't, you have somebody who's red flaggy, maybe fraudstery. You never know. It's just something you probably want to jump out of. And of course, if you have questions, always email us about, we're here to help you. We do date coaching. We help people with this scenario every single day. This is what we do. We want to put more love into the world and keep you out of dumpster fire situations.
Exactly. Keep our guardrails up. One of the things that another kind of common talk about too fast, things that we've had many a client here is, you know what? It'll be easy. Let's get off the dating site. Like, they rush you. Maybe you've suggested a nice video chat and they, oh, my membership's expiring tomorrow.
Right. And that's a great point that my membership's expiring tomorrow, or, hey, could you email me at, you know, andy@hotmail.com so we can get off the site? Yeah, no, not right away. And somebody who refuses your request to do a phone call or a video date, I don't like that. And I get, you might say to yourself, I'm not a phone person. I have Zoom fatigue. You know what? It's time to get over it. In the dating world, people will ask you to do FaceTimes or video dates just to make sure that in three dimensions, you look as good as your photos and your profile. And you, dear listener, should do exactly the same. But guess what? Do you think a catfisher or a fraudster wants to be seen on camera? No. So they will always have an excuse as to why they cannot do it.
Yes. And the more spontaneous, the more you'll notice they're just declining the call. Even though you've talked on the decline, right? A spontaneous, let's FaceTime. Can we meet here?
Yeah. They don't want to do that. They don't want to be seen, right? Because most likely they're not from around here and it might be a different time zone where they are. I mean, there's local catfishers and people that are running scams, but there's a lot of people are based overseas that try to do this as well. So just keep your guard up a little bit. And like we're saying, reach out to us. We're happy to coach you around these situations because there's nothing more important than your safety.
Speaking of the people that might be in another country, there's also this thing where there are certain people that we just have an innate trust for, right? The military, our, you know, doctors, police, you know, people in different jobs. A lot of times catfishers seem to have those jobs and a lot of times they're abroad. I'm in the military, I'm stationed over here.
Exactly. Remember, someone overseas shouldn't be on the same website that you are. Why, if they're overseas, are they trying to schedule a date with you locally? They ought to be looking in Dubai or wherever they are at this point. And one of the things, like Eileen's saying, they're often physicians. I'm Doctors Without Borders, right? I'm a surgeon. I'm working for Habitat for Humanity. I work on an oil rig.
Yeah.
Right.
So you respect without question. Are you
without
kidding?
Question?
How could you even ask about him? This man has sacrificed everything to do this out of the goodness of his heart, right?
They get us where we're vulnerable, right? And that's how they justify the fact that they're not emailing you on their time zone. Oh, I can't talk to you on the phone because I'm so busy and it's night when it's day. So anybody that, again, looks like George Clooney, says he's a surgeon by day, supermodel by night, but is based in you know, Ghana, might throw up a red flag or two.
Yeah. For our gentlemen listeners, a similar feel is not quite necessarily that they're in the service industry, but it could be that they're damsels in distress, right? You're going to save me. This happened. You wouldn't believe what's going on with me. And then they present a scenario that's heart-wrenching.
Oh, right. I was on my way to the airport to meet you, and there's been a terrible car accident.
Yes. Yeah.
And they've built up so much trust and you've talked to them potentially for hours and they'll say, I can't believe I'm so stupid that I left my wallet at home or my wallet burned in the fire along with my car. I just need you. Could you just wire me $5,000 and I'll pay you back as soon as I get on that flight to see your cute little face.
My purse was snatched at the airport. You won't believe it. I don't have my ID. I can't come tomorrow if I had the money. It cost this to do this and that to do that.
And anybody that asks you for money in any stage of the relationship, right? And I'm not saying if you say, you know, can we split breakfast? Okay. That's not catfishing. I'm saying if somebody messages you and says, oh my gosh, I'm at my daughter's book fair and she really wants, you know, a book and I'm so dumb, I forgot my wallet. Could you just Venmo the school? What they're doing is they're kicking the tires on your gullibility, right? Nobody should be asking you for money early in the game.
No.
For any reason.
Honestly, I still look at Mark funny when he does. No, I'm kidding.
Mark is Eileen's husband of 30 years. 30 years?
Yes, this September. Yeah.
Amazing. Right, exactly. Yeah, right. When Andy, my husband of 25 years, asked me if I have cash, I'm like, why? Where's yours?
What are you thinking?
Yeah, are you trying to catfish me?
We don't want to make people unnaturally suspicious. However, when households haven't been joined, when you're not exclusive, when you don't really know someone, asking for something that makes you uncomfortable, whether it be money or pictures or inappropriate pictures or money, those things do make you uncomfortable, hopefully.
hopefully. And remember, a lot of this will be built in some intense conversations in the beginning. You'll feel like they want to get to know everything about you. And especially if you've been lonely, maybe you've lost a spouse, you've broken up with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you know, you're coming out of divorce where you were verbally abused all the time. And suddenly somebody's loading up your proverbial coffee cup with words of affirmation, interest. They want to know every little detail about you to the point where you're like, oh my gosh, I've never felt so seen before. I've never felt so interesting. Yeah. I've never had somebody just want to know every little tidbit about me.
Yeah. Yeah. The hardest part about all the things that we're talking about is that it plays on emotions. When we use behaviors that are attached to emotions, it's really a tricky bag. It's not a great idea, right?
Not at all.
Clearly, we want to be using our heads and not our heart.
Exactly. And trust your intuition. If something seems off, most likely it is off. Ask people around you whose opinions you trust, right? Ask people, is this weird? People will tell you, yeah, that sounds weird to me. I don't like that. That sounds a little sus. And trust your gut.
I love what you just said. There's a really famous book, and I can't remember the author, but it's called The Gift of Fear. And it talks about how when you have like the hairs on the back of your neck standing up, sometimes it's because you've seen something that you're maybe so quickly your mind can't put it together. You don't even realize you saw something. You just recognize this feeling. And it is something, sometimes it's more than intuition. Sometimes it's something you've noticed, you've seen. There's a reason your gut is kind of trying to give you a warning.
Oh, 100%. And that just triggered my memory into one of the things I wanted to share with you is when people are, you know, asking you all about you, like, oh my gosh, I want to get to know you. What city were you born in? Right? When people start sounding like they're asking you security questions that your bank asks you to set up sort of hurdles. So, you know, it's like, what's your mother's maiden name? What city were you born in? What was the make of your first car? What was your first pet's name? What was the first house that you grew up in? If someone seems like they're asking you security questions, right? You're just going to want to, oh my God.
It's hilarious. But the thing is, they certainly won't ask them all like that. So we could just sit back and go, okay. Basically, it can go like this, you know, oh my God, you're from Florida. What part? Blah, blah, blah. Were you born? Like it just start. Do you know this family? Well, what's your mother's? Wait, your dad's name was this, but what was your mom's name? It just can sound like
so there's natural.
So natural. So you love dogs? Do you have a dog now? What's his name?
Right. Oh my gosh. What was your first dog's name? I know your dog's now is Coco. What was your very first pet, Eileen? Right.
Yeah. And I said it for a podcast, like a moron.
Right. Exactly. If you want to catfish Eileen and take her out on a Tinder swindler date, she's right there for you.
You got it. So
she's having all of it.
So the thing is like with, I love that you brought the last points up, especially because the advantage that fraudsters and swindlers and ne'er-do-wells have is they have a mission. They know they have a goal and they know what they're looking for and they know what they have intent. Crimes of this sort are very similar to crimes of any sort, which is most of them are crimes of opportunity.
Oh, that's so well said. So well said. And, you know, one of the tips that just came to mind as well, as we're going through these, and they're so closely related, and I know they seem like common sense, right? But sometimes, guys, common sense is the least common of the senses,
yeah.
Right? When we're lured in, when we feel like we're seeing someone that is attractive to us and we have dating app fatigue and we're like, oh my God, finally, here comes someone. I can tell you the story of a client of ours that had a home in Florida and then a home in Arizona. And she was hilarious, widowed, whip smart, like C-suite level. And she said, oh my gosh. And she was in Florida at this time. And she's like, oh my gosh, Bella, finally someone amazing. And I was like, oh my gosh, tell me about him. And so she said, oh, he's great. He's super cute. And then as we got to talking, something in my own gut was like, okay, something's off. And this was a new client. And I said, well, what's his last name? She says, oh, I was going to ask you about that. I Googled him, his first and last name, and there's nothing. Mm-hmm. I said, nothing? She says, not a thing. So being the C-suite, you know, not shy person that she is, she said to him, hey, buddy, I tried to Google you and nothing comes up. What's that about? He did not miss a beat and said, listen, I have a private business. I am a high-end jewelry maker. And that's why my clients are super private and I work by referral only. I don't even have a storefront, but I'm going to send you some of the things I've designed. And she sends them to me. She's like, aren't these pretty? And some of them pretty. I'm like, these look like they were from, these are from like the Queen's personal collection. Nice. I was like, I don't like any of this at this point. So she says to him, okay, you know, I don't know that you're telling me the truth. She's very out there. Wow. And his pictures looked again too good, like almost like super like actors' headshots. Right. So I said, his pictures don't look good. One of these came up on a stock photo site. So when he said, oh, you know what? Somebody must have taken my photo. Here's five current photos of me. He sent her five selfies that looked exactly like that guy. And that threw even me off the scent. I was like, oh my God, is this guy legit? Like one in his car, one in front of his house, like that looked just like the stock photo, but they were clearly cell photo phones. And I was like, oh my God, like, is this guy really legit? Am I being too paranoid? But then when it actually came time to meet for the date, guess what? He never showed. He didn't show. He didn't show, right? And so it goes to show he was fraudulent, but they get trickier and more crafty. I mean, I second guessed myself.
Yeah.
When I saw those selfies, I was like, oof. Maybe I'm just too paranoid. He had all the other signs. And our client was like, oh, look at these jewels. I'm like, those ain't real, right? Those are some stock photos from like the Queen's jewelry.
I love that. And there can be other things that should feel, maybe we could notice, but we hear things that make us feel differently. Like maybe there's a crazy age difference, right? Maybe you're making allowances for it because you're, you know, it just sounds so good. He's so into me. I can't believe someone that looks like this or seems like this. You know, how many men, Bella, do we know of that have been catfished by a very stunning, much younger woman?
It's incredibly seductive, right? For any guy, even the ones that, you know, quote unquote, know better. And yeah. They'll tell us like, hey, you guys, someone that's 19 just messaged me. We're like, what? And I'm like, that's a dude somewhere in a call center. It's not a 19-year-old that looks like, you know, that looks like America's top model. Like, love you, you're a handsome guy, but that's not happening, right? We're not looking for a mail order bride. And I don't even think this is a mail order bride. So let's just delete and block. And that's fine. And that brings up another thing that people get so bent out of shape about. And I look at this as a blessing. Eileen, I'm sure you've seen this with our clients where you're messaging back and forth with somebody. And then suddenly the next day it says profile unavailable.
Yes.
Okay. That probably means that the site has said this person is a fraud.
Yes.
And they've been pulled off of the site. And so often we want to say, oh my gosh, there was one normal person and I was messaging with them and now their profile is unavailable. It's like someone caught that person. Right. Be grateful. Move on. It's not about you. It's not about you. Exactly. Don't personalize that stuff. Okay. If the profiles are unavailable. So, you know, and I think that if you're still on the fence, is this person legit or not? Try to give them a spontaneous call, a spontaneous FaceTime. See if they pick up, right? Now, if you give me a spontaneous FaceTime, I might not pick up because I might not look socially presentable, but I will text you and say, I look like something the cat dragged in. Let me put on a berry lip and I'll call you. I'll FaceTime you in 10 seconds.
I love that you only have to put on a berry lip. I'm like, I will be changing out of the coffee I spilled all over myself. But yes, meet you there.
Right, exactly. I'm going to show you from my chin up. Don't get me wrong. Right, exactly. If you catch me on an ambush FaceTime. But that's the only reason I wouldn't pick up an instant FaceTime is because I look like hell. But in general, if it's someone you don't know and you're being, if you feel like you're getting the heebie-jeebies about this person, try it. You got nothing to lose.
Exactly. Exactly. Go with your gut. And if you're really just not sure what's going on, message Bella, right?
100%. And listen, catfishers, fraudsters, do we think they keep their promises and their commitments?
Never.
They don't. They don't. So if somebody's inconsistent, unreliable, ghosts you, stands you up, remember, you have dodged a bullet. So I told you we were going to fire hose you today with so many tips, so much information around this. I hope that you enjoyed this. And please put more love into the universe. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Someone who has a bad picker, someone who is susceptible to this. Maybe it's your mom. Maybe it's your dad who's getting into dating. Maybe it's your brother, your neighbor, your cousin, your colleague. Send this episode to someone. And I'll tell you, Eileen, Lindsay, and I did an IG live right after the Tinder swindler came out. And we talked about, you know, the military service people. And I said, anybody that says they're on an oil rig is potentially, you know, no bueno.
Yeah.
I had a girl that messaged me on Instagram after she watched the show. And she says, you have no idea. I think your IG live just saved my life. My father was an oil rig employee. And I got a message from a guy that worked on an oil rig. And I've been communicating with him. We were planning to meet up. He had every red flag that you delineated. Thank you for letting me know this. And guess how old she was? 32. Guys, this can happen to us at any age. I hope you love this. If you do, give us a great rating. Write something great about the podcast. There's no better gift than you can give to Eileen and me than sharing this, rating it, and saying something lovely about your true feelings. We're not asking you to blow smoke. Just put your feelings down because we love you and we are here for you. So until next week, stay out of catfishers, stay away from fraudsters, and keep spreading the love. In psychotic optimism, we leave you for this week. Thank you. Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love. Follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.